made right in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
I am Sandy Taylor Short. I live in Marshalltown, Iowa, where I grew up, and we own Taylor's Made Right. Taylor's Made Right is a loose meat hamburger. We were the third in the state. They originated in Muscatine, Iowa in 1926. Newton was second in 1927, and my grandfather started ours in 1928. People call it a railroad car, but I don't believe it was. My aunt says that he did build it. My grandfather died in 1944, so my father took over then and ran it until his death in 74, and then our son came down from North Dakota to help my mother. He ran the Made Right for 20 years and got tired of it. So in 2005, I had retired from teaching, so Connor and I came back to run the Made Right. We still have very loyal customers, which we appreciate. Most of them haven't been coming for 82 years, but the parents and grandparents, their children are now coming, or they bring them back to Marshalltown. We grind our meat fresh every day, bring it up and cook it in the original cooker. In 1958, my parents built a state-of-the-art Made Right across the street from the old one. But the story is, when they opened up across the street, the new cooker didn't have the same flavor. So they got the old one, brought it over. We still have homemade pies. We have a little gal in Marshalltown, Lori Wadley is her name, who has Morning Glory Bakery. She bakes muffins for us every day, and she also bakes pies for us every day. The banana cream and the chocolate are my grandma's recipe, which I had never shared before. They're wonderful. My grandmother made the pies in her home, and they were served daily. For a while, my mother also made the pies. I think we are different from other Made Rights because we grind our meat fresh every day and bring it up and cook it. We also serve pop, ice cream, chips, coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. We have a very limited menu, unlike most other restaurants, but it has served us well for 82 years. Made Rights were served with mustard, onion, and pickle. Supposedly, my grandfather and father both said that ketchup masked the flavor of the meat, and our meat has always been excellent, so you didn't need ketchup. Also, ketchup was not available back when they first started. About 3 years ago, we had a vote. I felt we were losing business because we didn't have ketchup. We were, because somebody would say, oh, my wife won't come in. You don't have ketchup. Or I can't bring my kids in. I have to take them home, and then they put ketchup on them there. So we had over 2,000 votes cast, 1,000 each way, a few more no's than yeses. But we now have ketchup on the counter. And some people come in and say, hide that. I don't want to see it. And other people come in and really like it. And I've been amazed how much ketchup we actually go through. We also now have cheese. Some people object to that, but they don't have to try it. Taylor's Made Right in Marshalltown uses no spices at all. We grind the meat fresh every morning, cook it, salt it as you order it. We ship Made Rights. Continental United States, we have shipped to Hawaii and Alaska. Our son came up with this idea. We have a sign in the Made Right for those of you who haven't been there. It says, go around the world, but come back again. Don got the idea that we would ship frozen ones. We have a sharp freezer in the basement. We make the Made Rights plain, pack them in a styrofoam cooler with gel packs, pickles, and onions, take them down and freeze them. And second day air gets them most any place. And then you let them thaw on the counter, put them in the microwave for a minute or two, and you have a little taste of home, which is great. And we're proud that we are the only Made Right who is still owned and run by the original owners. I think it speaks highly of my family. Made Rights are an Iowa icon, and we're delighted to be a part of it.
Sandy Taylor Short of Marshalltown, Iowa. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.